The Gemara asks in Rosh Hashanah, was it the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu that were conducting the battle? Ella, the Gemara explains, the Mishnah says, Bizman she Yisrael mistaklin umechavnin eslibom lavim shabashamayim. When the Jews looked up and focused their hearts to their Father in heaven, hayumenatzchim, then the Jews were winning. And when they didn't, they were losing. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over here, look how the Gemara and the Chumash focus in on this thing. What did battle against Amalek? Tfila bekavana. Ki ikar mitzocho in Amalek, hoyotolui bekavona salev betfila. The main success against Amalek was dependent upon the degree of kavona salev in tfila. Lesakein ayefus hanefesh kanal. Because we learned earlier that that's the tikkun for the nefesh oyef. Who was Amalek able to attack? The nefesh, va'ata oyef yogea. He was able to attack because the Jews were weak and tired. The tikkun for a weak and tired nefesh is tefila bekavona. V'chol ze hoyatolui b'moshe. It was all dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't say that all the Jews davened there. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain and davened. Ki mimenu nimshach b'chinas mayim karim. Because he is the source of these cool waters. He is the zokein from whom the cool waters come from to refresh the nefesh hayefa. Again, to the extent that somebody has learned that chapter on Likutei Moran, everything is clearer. To the extent that you didn't, some of these things aren't perfectly clear. You have to take Rav Nosson Zal's word for it. If you look in the chapter on Likutei Moran, there he makes the connections clearly between the Zokein Sheshokach Talmudoi, the nefesh hayefa, all of these things. Nimtza, paragraph Dalit, so Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore we see from this, Shalidei Hashova Saveda, through the act of somebody returning a lost article to its owner, Nistakin Bechinas Malchus Digdusha, that's a tikkun for the Malchus of Kedusha, Bechinas HaKovoid, that's a tikkun for the Kovoid. Kikemoi Shehanefesh Ayefa, Kishinoi Feles Voivedes Vinisrachkomen Imo, Dahinu HaKovoid. Rav Nosson Zal says, just as a person's soul becomes tired and weak when it falls and it becomes lost and separated from its source, from its mother, which is Kovoid, Bikisei HaKovoid, Eim Kolchoi, Kemoi Kein, Nifgam V'Nechlash Koyach HaMalchus V'HaKovoid, Kaviyochel, the Malchus of Hashem, and the Kovoid itself becomes weakened, Kishanefoshos Rechoikim Imeno, when the Nefoshos become distanced from the Malchus, from the Kovoid. Ki ein melech b'loyam. Because we have a rule, you can't have a king without a people, without a nation. So if the people become distanced from the king, he's no king anymore. His kingdom depends on them to a degree. The malchus is dependent on the nefoshos being attached to it. When the nefoshos become separated, number one, they become weakened as a result of distancing themselves from their battery, from their generator, from their source of chius. At the same time, the malchus itself is dependent on the nefoshos, and it becomes weakened. V'alkein, Malchus Yisroel hischila b'tchila alidei hashova savedo. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, I'll show you a very interesting chiddush, how the kingdom of the Jewish people began by someone losing something, and it was a kind, and something had to be returned to its rightful owner. K'moish sheholach shol levakesh aveda soviv. Shaul HaMelech's father had lost something. He had lost some animals, I believe it was. And it says that this is why it says in Shmuel HaNovi, Vila Asoinois Ha'oivdois, regarding the lost donkey. Shaul HaMelech went looking for the lost donkeys, and then he went wandering around. Then Hashem spoke to him and said, you're going to be king, etc., etc. And Hashem said to him, regarding those lost donkeys, Al tosim es libcholehem, don't concern yourself with them anymore, ki nimtzu, because they were already found. Ulemi kol chemdas Yisrael, and who's going to be the one who's going to have the whole sweetness of Klal Yisrael? You're going to be the king. That was when Hashem informed Shaul HaMelech that he would be the Melech of Yisrael. Why did it have to happen that way? Why b'davka did Hashem work it out first, that there was an aveda, something got lost, and then Shaul HaMelech went looking for the lost article, and then he found Hashem. Hashem spoke to him about his becoming king, And the end of the discussion is, and regarding those lost items you're looking for, don't worry, it's taken care of already. It's been found already. Kizeh bozeh tolui kanal, because the two are very closely connected. The concept of returning lost articles and the tikkun hamalchus. Rabbeinu, the first story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, Maisa me'avedas bas melech, the story of the bas melech becoming lost and returning, the tikkun hamalchus through hashavas aveda. V'chol zeh hoyu aidei shepogmu b'sheilosam. Had it happened bichlal that the Jews had to have a human king, because they made a mistake in asking for the wrong thing. Va'omru, they said to Hashem, Tno lanu melech l'shofteinu k'chol agoyim. Give us a king to judge us like all the other nations have kings. We want to be like them, chas v'shalom. Nimtza, she'herchiku atzmon min ha'kovoid. By saying that, they were moving away from the kovoid, from showing respect to Hashem. Ki ha'kovoid hu rak eitzel Yisrael. Because kovoid is only by the Yidden. Kovoid doesn't belong to the goyim at all. It's only by Am Yisrael. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ubekeholam al teichad kevoidi. When Yaakov Avinu said about Shimon and Levi that when they would do a sin, when they would fight against Yosef, when Korach would speak against Moshe Rabbeinu, over there it says Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi. Why doesn't it say ben Yaakov? So the Gemara says, because Yaakov Avinu prayed that if the Jews ever get together to do a sin, my name should not be mentioned there. Ubi keholom, when they make a kehilah, lera, al techad kevodi. I don't want my kavod, my name, mentioned over there. K'may shekosev Rabbeinu Noyor, as Rabbeinu Zalsh says, that the ikar kavod is only by the Jews, and only when they're doing the right thing, when they're doing mitzvahs. So when the Jews made a statement, we want to have a king because we want to be like all the goyim, by saying that, they were moving away from kovoid. They were being poigim in the kovoid ikdusha. Aval malchus harishoa shi bechinas esav amolek hu bechinas bozui ato mo'oid. The kingdom of the goyim, of Esav and the Rishoim, that's their kingdom, is a concept of Bizoyan. As the Pasuk says, you are Bozoi. Veheim omrim tno lanu melech kechol agoyim. And the Jews went ahead and said, we want to have a king like them. Implying, we want to be insultable, like we want to be dirty, worthy of insult like them. V'herchiku atzma min ha'kovoy. By doing that, the Jews distanced themselves from the true kovoy. Upogmu bekovoid hazokein, and they were poigame in the kovoid of the elderly person. Which elderly person? Shmuel Anovi, the Hainu Shmuel, kemoshekosov betchilas haparsha, as it says, the beginning of that chapter in Novi begins with the words, Vayehi ki zokein Shmuel, and it was when Shmuel Anovi started getting old, and the Jews saw that, and they said, hey, what are we going to do if Shmuel HaNavi passes away? We need somebody to rule us. Give us a king like the Goyim. Give us a king k'chol HaGoyim. Ki heim hoyu tzrichim lizoher b'chvoidoi. This was their pegam. They should have been careful and particular about the kovoid of Shmuel HaNavi. Shaydeze nestakein malchus Yisrael kanal. Because the main tikkun for the kingdom of Klal Yisrael is by showing respect for the zikenim. Mipnei sevotokum vodarta pnei zokin. The ikar, that's the ikar malchus of Yisrael. The Gemara says, man malki rabbonon. Who are the kings of the Jews? The rabbis. By showing the true respect for the zikenim, that's the tikkun hamalchus for Klal Yisrael. Ukenirisham bepsukim, as it appears over there in that chapter in the Novi, in the psukim over there, shepogmu boze moid. They were poigim, they did a very ugly thing in this, in approaching Shmuel HaNovi and saying, hey, we need a king, implying you're not good enough for us, or you're not good enough for us anymore. You're getting old and you can't serve us anymore, we need a king. Shaloi nizharu bekovoid Shmuel, because they weren't careful about the kovod of Shmuel HaNovi, al kein nizgalgel adovar meis Hashem, shohoyo aveido etzel mekoyim hamalchus. That caused something to get lost by the malchus. Who's the malchus at that time? Dehainu bebeis Kish avi Shmuel. Kish, who was the father of Shaul HaNovi, suddenly lost his donkeys. Kish, who is the family of kingdom, suddenly something got lost from Malchus, as a result of the Jews being poigem in Shmuel Anovi. As a result, they saw him getting old, and they said, "Hey, you can't, you know, we need help." And when the lost article was found, Oz nistakein hamalchus. That's when the kingdom had a tikkun. Bebechinas, as it says, vela asoino isa oivdois, that regarding the lost donkeys, don't worry, they're back in their rightful place. Ulemi chemdas Yisrael. And Hashem said to Shaul HaMelech at that time, and to whom belongs the sweetness of the Jewish people? Haloi lecho ulechol beis avicha. You and your family, you're going to be the kings of the Jewish people. Meaning Hashem at that time appointed, gave his signature to the appointeeship of a king. V'alkein, his hero, that's why Hashem warned him at that time, Shivas yomim tuchal ad boye lecho, that 7 days are going to pass until I'm going to come to you. Ki bozeh hoyotolu malchusoi lizoher ma'oid bekovoid Shmuel. This is what the kingdom of Shaul HaMelech was most dependent on, that he showed the proper respect to Shmuel Hanovi. Kidei lesakin pigamanal, in order to be mesakin pigam, that the Jews did not show the proper respect to Shmuel Hanovi. V'alkein kishloi nizar bozeh, and that's why when Shaul HaMelech was not careful, when he didn't wait for Shmuel HaNovi, there was a time when Shmuel HaNovi told him, wait for me, I'll be by you in 7 days. And he didn't wait, and he went ahead and did something, that caused a pigam, that punctured his kingdom. That's what made a pigam in the Malchus. Kemoi Shekosov, as Shmuel HaNovi said to him, Ve'ato mamlach techo lo yisokum. And now, your kingdom isn't either going to have any permanence to it. It's not going to remain. This is what the Tikkun HaMalchus was dependent on, Bekovoid Shmuel, showing respect to the Zokain. He Zoharu, as the Gemara says, he Zoharu Bezokain. V'alkein, Nismach Tekev Parshas Amolek. This is why immediately after this incident, it talks about Amolek coming to attack the Jews during the time of Shaul HaMelech. V'tzivohu lahachris Amolek, and Shmuel Anovi and Hashem gave Shaul the command to wipe Amolek out. Ki azai tzorich lachgur mosnov lihilochim Amolek, because when a Jew makes this kind of mistake of showing disrespect to the Zokain, that's when he's got to get ready to deal with Amolek, because that's when Amolek is going to come to attack him. Me'achar shaloi nizharu bebechinas tikkun hachzoras hanefesh shel hakovod kanal, because they weren't careful to make this tikkun of returning the nefesh to the kovod, v'azayhu milchemes Amolek. That's what causes Amolek to come and attack. V'zeh shepirish Rashi shom. This is why Rashi says over there, v'ato Shma lekoil divrei Hashem. Now, Shmuel HaNovi said to him, now listen to what Hashem is telling you to do. Rashi says over there, Pamachas niskalto. You did a silly thing once. You didn't listen once. Ato Shma. Now listen carefully. Implying that what you're being told to do now is going to serve as a tikkun for what you did wrong before. Ze shayach lo ze. The two incidents are attached to each other. Ki melchemes Amolek bo al yidei pigam hanal shepogam bekovod hazokin kanal. The Amolek coming against him was based on the disrespect that he showed for Shmuel HaNovi. The Shmuel HaNovi told him, wait for me 7 days, and he didn't wait. V'alkein tzorech li zoherato limchis zecher Amolek. Therefore, your test now is to wipe out every last vestige of Amolek. Shelo yizgaber chas v'sholom, so that Amolek shouldn't overtake you. Ukesheloi nizhar gom bozeh, and when Shaul HaMelech messed that up also, he messed up a second time. Bozeh nifsak malchusoy legamri kanal. That caused his kingdom to be terminated. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara says, Sheshol nenash al sheloi hikbid al kvoidoi. The Gemara says one of the reasons why Shaul HaMelech was punished was because he wasn't careful, he wasn't makpid enough on his own kavod. He didn't demand enough respect from the Jews. Kemoi Shekosuv, as it says in the Navi over there, Vayivazehu, the Jews insulted, they showed disrespect to Shaul HaMelech, Vayhi Kemachrish, and he made as if he didn't hear it, he made as if he didn't notice it. Whereas he who was the king had no right to do that. According to the Torah, Melech Shemocha al Kvoidoi en Kvoidoi Mochu. So he had no right. That was again Pegam in Malchus. Ki bevadai hoyotzorech lahakbid al Kvoidoi. Because Shaul HaMelech at that point was obligated to be makbid on his Kvoid. Ki tikun Malchus aydei HaKvoid kanal. Because we said earlier, the tikun for Malchus is based on Kvod. It says in the Pasuk, V'yovoi Melech HaKvoid. These two go together. Malchus and Kvod go together. V'alkein omar le Shmuel. This is why Shmuel HaNavi said to him, Haloi im koton ata beinecha. If you're small in your own eyes, roi shifte Yisrael ata. You are a leader of the Jewish people. You have no right to act with the wrong kind of humbleness and everything. V'hoyisa tzorech li zoher bekvoidcha. You should have been careful about your respect. Sheze ikr tikkun amalchus kanal. That's the main tikkun for Malchus, is kovoi. Val shalei hikpid al kvoidoi, and because Shaul HaMelech was not makbid on his kovoid, aydeze goram milchemes amolek kanal. That's what opened the door to leave room for Amolek to come and attack. Voyetzorech lizoirata ma'oid lachnioi. And Shaul HaMelech was given like another chance. His chance now was, if he would have done everything possible to wipe out Amolek, that would have been the tikkun, because Amalek is the Malchus of Tuma. Because he was poigem in Malchus of Kedusha Shaul HaMelech, his job was to at least see to it to wipe out Malchus of Tuma. Vaidei shepogam gam bozeh. But when he messed that up also, nikra Malchusoi, his kingdom was torn away from him. Nimtza, shekol elu hapigomim hoyushaychem zelozeh. So we see that all of these items were connected. The fact that the Jews showed disrespect to Shmuel HaNavi, that opened the door to lead them to ask for a king like all the other nations. They asked for a king like all the other nations. That caused, so there had to be a tikkun for that. They were poigim in Malchus. There had to be a tikkun in Malchus. The tikkun was that something got lost. Kish lost his donkeys. Kish was the family of Malchus, the family from whom Shaul HaMelech would come from, and somebody had to go searching for the lost article. Shaul HaMelech went looking for the lost article. Hashem spoke to Shaul HaMelech at the time and said to him, you're going to be king. And then the lost article was found. That was the beginning of a tikkun. Now Shaul HaMelech was being tested with his kingdom. He had to show the right respect to Shmuel HaNavi. When Shmuel HaNavi said to him, wait for me 7 days, and he didn't wait, he was poigim in Malchus, because he didn't show respect to the Zokain. He was poigim in Malchus, Amalek came knocking on his door. Amalek came looking to jump in through the hole, to come in through the crack. If he would have taken the reins in his hands, and also the Jews made fun of him, the Jews didn't show the right to respect to Shaul HaMelech, and he wasn't makbid in his kavoy, that was a second mistake. Those mistakes opened the door to let Amalek crawl in. Amalek came. If Shaul HaMelech would have dealt him a destructive, 100% destructive blow, that would have been the tikkun. Because he left the women and children alive, that was, he messed up again, and at that point he lost his chance. He forfeited the Malchus. He had to be replaced with somebody else who could do more justice to the Malchus. Dovra Melech, who could be mesakin the Malchus. Vayidei shloi nizar bozeh, nifseka Malchusoi. V'alkein, kora levushoi. This is why what happened. Shmuel HaNavi said to him, you lost your kingdom, you're finished. And Shmuel HaNavi turned around to leave, and Shaul HaMelech grabbed his cloak, and Shmuel kept walking, so it tore the cloak of Shmuel HaNavi. Lohoyrois, shekol ikr ha-pegam hu bechinas pegam ha-kovoid. This was to show that the ikr pegam in the Malchus was a pegam in kovoid, shehu bechinas levush. The clothing of a person is the person's respectability. Hashem moloch geus lovesh. The Malchus is the malbushim. K'moy shekosuv, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Rabbi Yochanan kore lemane mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his respectability. Vaideze gormu, and this is what caused Sheomar Shmuel, that Shmuel HaNavi said, Ach neged Hashem meshichoi, that he is against Hashem, Shaul HaMelech. Veishivoy Hashem Yisborach, al tabet el marehu, don't look at his appearance. Shezel b'chinas pigam b'das Shmuel HaNavi. B'chinas zokin sheshoch tamudoi lefi erech goydol ma'alosoi. We'll look at this tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. We'll continue from here in the next year, Mitzvah Shem. Likuti Halachos, Hilchos Avedo Metzia, Halacha Aleph, Ois Hei. We're in the middle of a discussion regarding the concept of returning a lost article, how that represents returning a nefesh to its source, which is Kovoid. And we spoke about how that's Tikkun HaMalchus. We spoke about the example of that when the king, when the first official king of Klal Yisrael, Shaul HaMelech, was appointed as king, it came dafka in connection with a story about something getting lost and found. His father lost some donkeys, he went searching him, and Shmuel Hashem spoke to him, the donkeys were found, and he became king. Why does the Navi mix those two stories together? Rav Nosson Zal is explaining to us that al pi Kabbalah, al pi Soid, there's a definite connection between these two items. Tikkun HaMalchus, and returning lost articles to their source, which is Kovoid, Eim Kolchoi, etc. Let's continue, and we're going to have clarification on this also. V'zeh shehoichichon Shmuel al shepogmo bikvoidoi. This is why we find that Shmuel Anavi reprimanded Bnei Yisrael over the fact that Bnei Yisrael were poigim in his Kovoid, in the Kovoid of Shmuel Anavi, v'shalu melech, and they asked for a king. And Shmuel HaNavi said, Hashem is good enough for you, and I'm good enough for you. What do you need? What do you need? An additional king? Vayikro el Hashem. And it says over there that Shmuel HaNavi was mispalt Hashem. Vayitein koiloi sumotor. And Hashem gave forth blasting sounds and rain. It started pouring. Hainu shomar lohem. Shmuel HaNavi was saying to Bnei Israel, Shegam ato yesh loy koyach lahamshich bechinas ramim umayim karim. Shmuel HaNavi was proving to them that even at his stage of old age, he still has the ability to draw upon them thunder and cold waters, which Rabbeinu Zal discussed in that chapter on Likutei Moharan, what those items represented. That he spoke about that when the nefesh becomes weak, it needs mayim karim, it needs cool waters to strengthen the nefesh, and Rabbeinu Zal showed how those cool waters are tied into the topic of thunder. V'zehu koiloi sumotor. This is why it says over there, sounds and rain. V'zehu shepirush Rashi v'loi hoyo lochem lifkoim bechvoidi me'achash yesh li koyach zeh l'ham shepchines ramim umayim karim kanal. This is what Shmuel HaNavi was saying to them, that you shouldn't have insulted me once you see that I still have the ability to do these things, to draw rain, to bring forth rain and these koilois. This is why it says over there, Vayishavu Mayim, that the Jews drew water, Vayishpachu lefnei Hashem, and they poured it before Hashem. Upirish Rashi vatargum sham, dahainu sheshavchu libom kamayim. It says over there that they drew water and they poured it before Hashem. Rashi says that this means they poured out their hearts like water before Hashem. This was a form of tshuva for the fact that they realized they had made a mistake. They realized that they had shown disrespect to Hashem and to Shmuel HaNavi in asking for a king at that point. So look what the tikkun was. We learned earlier that the tikkun for this Aveda is Tfila Bekavona. We showed how when a person davens Tfila Bekavona, they're gathering together all their lost machshavos and putting it all together and being merakezit, you know, focusing it. That was the tikkun. That was the tikkun for the nefesh. Hishtapchus ha-nefesh, it's called. Outpouring of the soul. Rav Nosson Zal shows that over there, by that story with Shmuel HaNavi, we see that that's how the Jews did tshuva. They poured out their hearts before Hashem. It wasn't, their tefillah wasn't just lip service anymore. Bisfosav chibduni v'libo rochimenu. V'zeh b'chinas ha-kosuv shivchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem shekoy al tefillah b'kavona. This is also the meaning of this pasuk, which talks about davening with kavona. Hainu shehatfilo tihiyeh bekavona kedei lahachyois ulahavrois hanefesh. The reason for davening with kavona, meaning concentrating when you're davening, is to bring life and health to the soul, to the nefesh. Al yidei zeh, through that. V'zehu kamayim. This is why the pasuk says, Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. That the act of davening with kavona is the concept of Mayim Karim al Nefesh Yefa. That's one of the greatest refuas for the Nefesh. When the Nefesh is feeling weak and tired, the tikkun for it is this Mayim Karim, these cool, refreshing waters, which is synonymous with Tefillah Bekavona. The Alkane, Rav Nosson Zal says, for this reason, Royim u'malochim shel Yisrael, hoyu mitchila, Royim v'shoimrim tzoyim. The leaders and kings of Klal Yisrael, we find that originally, at first, their first job was to be shepherds and watchers over sheep. Kimo Yaakov, v'David, u'moish Rabbeinu olav hashalom, the major leaders of Klal Yisrael, we see that before they became leaders, at first they were watching sheep. Through their act of watching over the sheep, that the sheep shouldn't get lost. Which is synonymous to watching over the nefesh, that the nefesh shouldn't become separated and distanced from kovoid. Because we learned earlier that the owner of an object is the person, is the kovoid. Because the ikar kovoid is by people. The object itself represents the nefesh inside that object, which becomes distanced from its owner, becomes distanced from the kovoid. Aidezeh zochula malchus. Through this act of guarding, watching the sheep, they were zochet malchus. Kizeh bechinas tikuna malchus kanal. This act of returning lost articles is one of the major tikunim for the malchus. V'alkein hanovi moichiach horoyim b'loshen zel shel pigam avedo she'enom shomer moisam. This is why when the Novi reprimands the shepherds of the Jews, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, he reprimands them over not returning the lost, not watching over the lost articles. K'mo shekosuv, as it says in Yechezkel Novi, al horoyim, that the Novi speaks, addresses the shepherds, and he reprimands them, and he says, Tzoin oivdois hoyuami. Hashem says, my nation was a bunch of lost sheep. Hane'evodois loy bikashtem, and you didn't go seeking these lost sheep. Ki ikar tikin bechinas malchus hu bechinas hashovas aveido. Because the main concept of tikin amalchus is a concept of hashovas aveido. Dahainu, hachzoras hanefesh el hakovoid, which means returning the nefesh to its source, which is kovoid, the source of all nefoshos, the kisya kovoid. Ki hamelech tzorich lishmer es amoy shehem anefoshos shelo yispazru v'yisrachku el chutz v'yoydu chasushon. The king, it's his responsibility to watch over his people, his souls, that they shouldn't become spread out and distance and become lost as a result of it. This is why it says about Dovid HaMelech, Me'achar olois hevioi lirois b'yakov amoi, that Hashem took Dovid HaMelech from behind the sheep. Olois over there refers to the nursing sheep. Hashem took Dovid HaMelech from behind there and brought him to be a shepherd over the Jewish people. Because of the fact that Dovid HaMelech was responsible and he guarded the sheep very well that they shouldn't go lost, with his pity, his eyes that looked over them with a pity, once he showed himself doing, fulfilling that responsibility well, Hashem chose him to be responsible over his sheep, which is Bnei Yisrael. Ki ze tikun amalchus kanal. This is the main tikun amalchus, bebechinas hachzoras hanefoshois el hakovoy. It's the concept of returning the nefoshois to kovoy. Note, if you look in the beginning of the Likutei Moran, the opening statement of the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal starts off by saying, ki achshov bavoneseinu rabim hachein v'hachashivus hu etzlam. Nowadays, from the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, and from the time that the Yidden have committed sins, the main chen and chashivus is found by the goyim. It's found, meaning it has gone lost. The malchus is not in its rightful place. It's made to appear as if the malchus is lost. It's, where is it? In whose hands has it? When something goes lost sometimes, the wrong person finds it and holds on to it until it's returned to its rightful owner. So nowadays, the malchus itself is called a lost article. Rabbi Nizal had a story in Sipur Maisis, Maisa me avedas bas melech. The bas melech got lost and fell into the wrong hands. So therefore, this act of a Jew being mekayim, this tikkun of hashava savedo, that's one of the most effective items in serving as a tikkun for the malchus in general. This is why the way the Arizal explains it, the Sifrei Kabbalah say that in Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the last hey represents the malchus. And when a Jew does sins, the sins cause the malchus to be separated from its source, the Yud Kei Vav. And the malchus is called Nida. Nida is a woman who is separated from her husband. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that the word Nida is Nod Hey. The hey, the letter hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that last hey is forced to go wandering around and lost. How do we correct it? Through tshuva. Person does tshuva. Tshuva is toshuv hey. They return the hey back to its rightful place next to the Yud Kei Vav. Through what? Through hashova sabe. Hashova means tshuva. Miloshim tshuva. This act of returning a watch or a clothing article or anything, any kind of lost article to its owner, plays a major role in returning the malchus to its rightful owner, to Hashem, to Klal Yisrael. They are the rightful owners of the malchus. V'zehu vayarem kisom levovoi. This is why it says that Dovra Melech vayar, that it talks about the shepherds of Bnei Yisrael, vayarem, he was their shepherd, kisom levovoi, with the wholesomeness of his heart. What's the kesher? Rav Moshe Zal says, "Ebechinas tefila bekavona." We said earlier that was the concept of tefila bekavon, wholesomeness of the heart. The heart is what plays the most important role in tefila. Shepiv veliboy shovin, where the tefila, the person isn't just lip service, but the heart and the mouth are together. V'ze bechinas tam levov she'ein liboy choluk mipiv, where the heart is not divided from the mouth, separated. Vayidei bechinas tam levovoi, when a Jew is zeichet to tefila, bechinas tefila bekavono, bechinas kurvas hanefesh shelakovoi, when a person is zeichet that their heart is plugged into the mouth, there is the nefesh is attached to the kovoi, hayidei zehu tikkun amalchus, that's the main tikkun amalchus. Vezehu vayareim, he led them, kisom levovoi, kifi tam levovoi, kein hoyoroyo melechanal. Based on the shlemus of the heart being with the mouth, the tefila bekavona, to that degree the person is capable of being melech. Vze bechinas ubisvunois kipiv yanchein, heim bechinas hayodayim shemegadlem umachzikim hanefoshois. Ubisvunos kapov yanchein, and with the understanding of his hands, he led them. Again, yanchein, he led them. Heim bechinas hayodayim shehim megadlem umechaskim anafoshois. This refers to the hands, which also play a role in being megadel and mechazek the nefoshois. We spoke earlier about the pasuk uveyodcho legadel ulechazek lakoil, that the Yad, the Yodayim, have this role of Gidul and Chizuk, giving support. You hold on to somebody with your hand as a means of giving them support, lending support. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh shekosu b'Yaakov, this is why the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, V'hi kashero es Rochel, as soon as he saw Rochel, V'estzoin Lavon, and the sheep of Lavon, Vayigash Yaakov, Yaakovina went over, Vayogel esoeven mi'al pi ha'be'er, he summoned up the strength and he knocked off that boulder that was covering the top of the well, Vayashkes tzoin lovon, and he gave the sheep of lovon water to drink. Even al pi ha'be'er zebechinas anonin de mechasin alainin, shemunach al be'er mayim chayim. This concept of the stone covering up the well is comparable to the concept that Rabbein Azal says in this chapter on Likut Imran of the clouds that cover the eyes. Because a well has in it water, Mayim Chaim, which is symbolic of wisdom. Sechel is compared to water as always. And the eyes of a person are the sechel of the person also. It says by Adam and Chava, Vatipokachno Enei Shneim, their eyes were opened with wisdom. So that the covering of the eyes is synonymous with the covering of the well being covered with that rock. The Yaakov Golal Esweven, whereas Yaakov Avinu succeeded in removing the stone, Vehim Shechmaim, and drawing water, Bechinas Mayim Karim, symbolic of those cool waters that refresh the tired soul. Vayashk Esatsoin, and he gave the sheep to drink, Shehem Anafoshois, the sheep are symbolic of the souls. Bebechinas Mayim Karim Al Nefesh Ayefo, this is the cool waters that are going on the tired soul to refresh it. V'zeh Shem Razal, this is why now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain a law in the Gemara. The Gemara says that when it comes to Hashava Saveda, it's a mitzvah that applies to almost everybody. Almost everybody is required to return a lost article. Who isn't? The Gemara says, what if you have a basketball in the middle of the street, and you have an elderly rabbi with a white beard and a long black coat, and a Rosh Yeshiva, of a major yeshiva. Now, if he sees this basketball in the middle of the sidewalk, and he's going to pick it up and start making, hold this in his hand and make an announcement, who lost the basketball? Everybody, it's going to be an insult to his kovoid. The Gemara calls it zokein ve'enoi lefi chvoidoi. Because he's an elderly person, for him to pick up that type of object, it'll be an insult to him. He's not mechuyev to do it. He's allowed to make believe he doesn't see it. He's allowed to ignore it. Zokein ve'enoi lefi chvoidoi. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, v'zehu sham razal im hoye zokein ve'enoi lefi chvoidoi. Al zeh nemar, about that the pasuk says, v'hisalamto, you may look away, you may ignore it. Ki ho aveido hi bechinas harchokas hanefesh min hakovoid kanal. Because we explained earlier that a lost article means that this object has become distanced from the kovoid. It lost its kovoid in a sense. Va'oz hi bebechinas nefesh hayefo. And as a result, this soul became weakened. The soul that's in this basketball, in this lost article, became weakened by being separated from its source of life, which is its owner. Its owner is its battery, like. By it becoming lost from its owner, it became separated from its source of chius and became weakened. And we learned earlier that the way that you make a tikkun for these lost nefoshos was by showing respect for elderly people that have lost their wisdom. Remember, we learned earlier, Hizaru bezokin sheshokach talmudoi. Because we said earlier that when things get lost, it affects the minds of the elderly people. Whereby the Gemara says you have this concept of an older person who forgets some of his learning. Why does he forget some of his learning? Because people lose things that they're not supposed to lose. Because these two things are dependent on each other. Therefore the Torah commands us, v'hisalamto, that this elderly gentleman, for whom it'll be a disrespect for him to pick up this item, he should look away from it. Because this older person, by him bending down to pick up this basketball, he's going to be embarrassing himself. That's going to be a further pigam in kovoid. Ki adaraba, ato tzorech lizoher mo'oid bekovoid azokin. Once we see that an article has become lost, it's a warning sign that we have to be especially careful about showing respect to the elderly people. Shezeu bechinas tikun hoaveido kanal, where Rabbein Azal had explained in that chapter in Likud Imran that the tikun for these nefoshois, which get separated from the kovoid, is by showing respect to the zakenin. Even the zokein sheshokach talmudoi, showing him respect, is a tikun for these nefoshois that get separated from the kovoid. Therefore, if in the process of returning a lost article it's going to end up being a bizoyin for an elderly person, surely you shouldn't do it. Because the whole concept of returning lost articles to their original owners is a concept of restoring the kovod to where it belongs most, which is by the zakenim.